ago, Haman Lee went missing on January 13, 1999. After weeks of her body being missing, her body was found and identified in Lincoln Park. After police went through many possible suspects, they finally convicted Anand guilty of Hayes' murder. He was sentenced to life in prison. There is more evidence proving Anand is innocent than he is guilty.
Jay Wilds, a friend of Anand, claims he was with Anand the day of the murder. Also that Anand had told him he was going to kill Hay a few days before the murder. Now, Jay and Anand weren't real close friends. They just smoked weed together. Jay's story of how events went that day were reenacted by Sarah Koenig and one of her fellow producers. The events at the beginning of the day were possible, but the events at the end of the day are not realistically possible.
Something that seemed off about Jay's story was the location of where Anand was when he called Jay off of a payphone to come pick him up from where he was supposedly with Hay's dead body. He said that Anand said that is dead. I'm at Best Buy. When Jay arrived, he said Anand opened the trunk. All I can see is Hay's lips are all blue and she's pretzeled up in the back of the trunk, says Jay.
Jay drew a sketch of Best Buy and added the payphone as well. But research proved that there wasn't any signs of a payphone in the Best Buy parking lot. Jay says Anand killed Hay, but Anand says he didn't do it, so who is lying?
Both Jay and Anand created a timeline of their day on January 13th. If you compare the timelines together, they aren't the same. Also, when you ask Jay questions about that day, he seems to remember more details about that day. Anand's story isn't as detailed as Jay's. This is kind of weird if you think about it. You are more likely to remember a day that important events took place than just a regular day. In this case, it sounds like Jay's day on January 13th was more eventful than Anand's.
Maybe it wasn't either Jay or Anand. Maybe it could be someone else who committed crimes. On December 13, 1999, another woman was strangled, who is Korean as well. The man is known as Ronald Lee Moore. He was guilty of two other rapes and a murder. What makes him seem suspicious is he was released from prison on January 1, 1999. This was only 13 days before Hay was murdered and went missing. This seems very coincidental, but there is no way to convict him of Hay's murder or even link him to it in any way because he had committed suicide.
There isn't enough evidence to even convict Anand of Hay's murder, so why would they keep him in jail for this long? There is few evidence that proves he is innocent, such as the Asia alibi, no physical evidence, Hay's diary talked about how sweet Anand was, specific character witnesses, and the neighbor boy said he never said he saw Anand with a dead body in his trunk. The most important one would be the Asia alibi. She says she saw Anand at the library at the time the police said Hay was supposedly murdered. So how could he have murdered her while he was at the library? I'm here with two adults asking their opinion about if they think it's right to convict someone of a murder if there isn't enough evidence. Do you think it's right to convict someone of a murder if there isn't enough physical evidence to say they're guilty?
No. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Some people think that you are guilty in such crimes because of your race, religion, or where you came from. Even if you are the ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife, those are always the first one that everyone thinks committed the crime. There are people who are wrongly accused of such crimes by a court of law that spend years in prison for a crime they did not commit. So when making a decision whether someone is guilty, make sure they are given a fair trial and supported by enough physical evidence. Your decision will decide how this person will spend the rest of their life.
Here's adult number two. Do you believe it's right to convict someone for murder if there isn't enough physical evidence?
I feel if there's not enough physical evidence, enough proof of physical evidence, a person should not be found guilty of murder unless there is physical evidence or some kind of evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not on hearsay or speculation, but I feel like it should be evidence, DNA of some sort that's indisputable evidence that towards that person if they're going to be convicted.
The next person I'm going to talk to is Emily Griffin. This phone call will be about whether she thinks Anand is innocent or guilty. Hello.
Hello.
You've listened to Serial and you know about Anand's case. So with all the evidence and information you know about, would you consider Anand innocent or guilty?
I would consider him innocent.
Why do you think he's innocent?
Because I don't think that with the time given that he could have gotten from the school to the place where she was murdered, and considering Asia saw him in the library, there was really no way, and there wasn't enough evidence.
That sounds pretty good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
After looking at all this evidence on this case, there are many claims that can be made about where Anon was at the time of Hayes' murder, or what phone calls were made at what times, or the type of people Jay and Anon were said to be. There is evidence leading up to Anon being guilty, but also a lot leading up to Anon being innocent as well.
One piece of evidence is that Asia remembered seeing Anon at the library at the same time that Hay was said to be murdered. The Best Buy that Jay said Anon called him from didn't even have a payphone. Also, some people said that Anon seemed devastated over he and Hay's breakup. But some people said he messed with multiple girls. So it doesn't seem right for someone stuck on a previous relationship to be occupied with many other girls. There is evidence to convict Anon guilty, but not enough. Not everything that Jay says on his trial is possible at all. All of this proves that Anon could be guilty but just wrongly convicted of Hayes' murder. Next time on Innocent Behind Bars, the story of Anon Syed.